Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Thank you, everyone. Hello, hello, and welcome, welcome, everyone. I am your host, and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, and don't forget, and the Lizzie T Show on YouTube. Our Lizzie T Show on YouTube is getting quite a bit of commotion. We are taping right now for the month of July, my goodness. And this is great. This is great. This is crazy. And this is wonderful. So thank you so much, everyone, for your support. Today, everyone, it is June the 26th. And 2016 summer is here. The birds are already singing, and it is wonderful. Yeah, wonderful summer here in North America. We are so thankful to have the birds chirping and the sun coming out after a very, very long winter that we had here, especially in Canada. We had such a strong winter, and we had lots of snow, and it was very, very cold, but it's like that every single year. So we are so, so happy to be able to experience and to be able to enjoy the beautiful weather, the warm weather that it is right now. Where some of you know, I love the outdoors. I do try to run. Well, I am a runner, and I do try to enjoy the outdoors. So if you're not into running, though, that it's okay. Make sure you do go for walks. The kids, by the way, will be out of school as of tomorrow. So they are probably thinking, yay! They're so happy to be able to be out of school and to enjoy this beautiful summer. I know that some of the teachers are hardly doing any work right now. They're making sure that the kids get their stuff back home, their grades and their report cards. We got a report card. I have to tell you that we are really, really happy and satisfied with the results. I don't expect a lot from my kids. I mean, I'm not the type of parent that will say to my child, make sure you bring A's and A plus all the time. Absolutely not. I think if the child is doing their best and they're able to study and they're doing their homework and they're bringing the grade that they think that they did the best, and we are happy. We are happy. So it takes, we're an entrepreneur family, so we want to encourage that into our kids. We think study is very, very important, but we would like to see them business owners as well. So we are so happy to report that we had a really good year with our kids. So and I'm hoping that you too. I'm hoping that you also could say the same, and you're happy with the results of your kids. As I mentioned, today it is June the 26th. It is a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday, and we are so honored to report that our show has exceeded, my goodness, exceeded over 30,000 listeners worldwide. And just to prove that theory, to prove that fact, we have a listener that contacted us all the way from Hong Kong. So we are very, very excited to speak with our guest right now, who will be teaching us all about the ways to travel within North America, all the way across North America. So I'm so, so excited to be able to bring this guest on and to be able to share his experience. Maybe he has awesome tips for us to be able to use and utilize. And maybe there is ways that we can maybe save here, a little bit here, a little bit there, and maybe we can get to know this amazing continent, North America, that seems so pricey sometimes to be able to go from one place to another. So, but before I bring my guests on, I always love to report the national and the international day, and today is not going to be the exception. So today is National Insurance Awareness Day. Very nice. I didn't know that that existed. Also, today is International Caps Lock Day. So if you have seen my Twitter account and hashtag make it a great day at Liz T Show, I did do it in caps. Some of you that I think I'm yelling, well, today it is International Caps Lock Day. Also, it is the National Tapioca Day, and I am assuming that this is mostly for United States. So I love tapioca, especially the tapioca drinks are one of my favorites. So there you go. So we have 3 days today, Insurance Awareness Day, International Caps Lock Day, and Tapioca Day. So that was fun. I'm always curious to know what the day is. And today, I was very surprised, and I was actually laughing because those are pretty awesome nationals and international days. Also, I would like to leave my condolences, and I would like to leave my best wishes and my prayers to we are broadcasting right now from Toronto, as all of you know, and right beside me, right beside Toronto, is a city is called Mississauga. Mississauga right now had an unfortunate incident. A house exploded, and it affected 3 or 4 other houses. And my prayers and my thought are for the families that have lost their homes. And they're right now the mayor of Mississauga, which is a very, very good mayor. I had the opportunity to meet and interview her as well. She is there at the scene, and she's offering help for all the families that do need help and a place to stay until their home gets fixed. So again, my condolences and my prayers are for the families of Mississauga. Don't forget that this show is worldwide, and we are broadcasting, as I mentioned, about over 30 countries. We have South America, Central America, well, Asia right now. Obviously, we have Europe, Australia. My goodness. I mean, the world map that I posted on my social media on Facebook has about 10 different places continent-wise, and it looks like it's been growing. So thank you to you. An applause. And to all the support that you have given us in order for us to continue to do this work and continue to do this amazing job, and for us to continue the network that we have created here in beautiful Toronto, Canada. Speaking on the thanks to you, I would love to extend my thanks to naturenova.ca, which is one of our sponsors here at the Liz T Show. Also, Business on a Box, Alka Total Fitness, and there is one more sponsor I just don't want to forget. I just wanted to make sure did I mention all of my ads? Well, I will be playing some of those ads right after my announcement. And definitely, all of you are very, very. I don't have words. All of you are so important to me, so important to the show. And thank you again. Thank you so much. Here is a huge applause for the sponsorship. Without you, without your support, this show could not be possible. Let's not forget that this is a radio. It do have a musical section. So right after the interview, we are able to play some songs. And remember how we started this show has been on the air for quite a while now, so we're looking 3 years. And we started with one song after the interview. Well, our MP3, our email rather, is full of MP3. So we will be playing as much songs as I have time. We have quite a bit of submissions. We have 80 Empire, we have Amaro, we have 80 Empire, by the way, is a band right here from Toronto, Canada, that I had the honor and privilege to interview. I'll have Sorrentis, I have Dovey, which is an amazing lady, and the theme is right on Caravana, by the way, everyone. It is a holiday that is celebrated here in Toronto. Within the Caribbean community. We also have a brand new submission, which is for, her name is Shanae Miranda. I will be interviewing her soon, so there we go. The song is called He Loves Me, very, very nice song. And, you will be surprised with all of the songs that I will be playing coming up soon. I think my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of right now. Announcements, weather-wise, as I mentioned, it is summertime here in Canada and different parts of the world. We have winter in South America, complaining of a lot of cold. The difference is between us and South America, everyone, is that some of the homes, especially the older ones, are not insulated like there are here in North America. So when they say it's cold at 17 or 14, they mean it, because the homes are sometimes, especially the older ones, are not insulated. They're made of brick, and it gets cold. It is like a fridge. So it's hard for us to fathom what it's like a winter, or it's very cold at 14, because we here in Canada get minus 20, minus 30. But we have insulation. The minus is mostly outside, not. So I feel for our brothers in South America that are complaining of the cold and the rain. I can understand, and I know what they mean when they're saying that it's cold. Anyhow, continuing on our radio show, I just wanted to make sure that if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Show, make sure that you email us. Our email is very, very easy. It's radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. So radio@lizt. Radio@lizt.ca. Sorry, everyone. So we will be cutting for a couple of words of my sponsor, and I'll be right back.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet, ways you would never find or even think of on your own, like where to sell your old iPhone for cash, sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
Hi, my name is Rebecca, and I'm an IT consultant and a busy mom of two. Between long hours at work and spending time with the kids, I have very little time to devote to cleaning our home. That's where I use Maidster's Cleaning Service. Maidster comes in and takes care of everything, from vacuuming the floors to doing the dishes and even the laundry. They are the best maid service in the Toronto area. As someone in technology, I really appreciate that it's so easy and hassle-free to book their services online, and they're so responsive to their customers. We also do our best to live as naturally and chemical-free as possible, and I love that Maidster accommodates our chemical-free lifestyle by using green cleaning products to clean our home. I am so happy that they've given me my time that I wouldn't use anyone else. If you want high quality and reliable cleaning services, go to www.maidster.com and find out more. Thank you.
I founded Bespoke Wealth Management because I believe in providing sound, prudent investment advice with clearly defined fees, leaving your money in your investments without taking high commissions. Don't settle for expensive generic financial products created to serve firms, not clients. You deserve bespoke investments because you can't always tell a poor fit until you feel a bespoke fit.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show.
And I'm back, and I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. We are today, it is the regular time, the evening time, where we are broadcasting live for you today. We are broadcasting, and we're going to be speaking to somebody unbelievably special, somebody that has secrets and ways for us to travel within North America. And I'm so curious to be able to find out the ways that maybe we can make sure that we have some low cost on traveling, or maybe there is ways that you can trade tickets. I don't know. I am not the expert, and I am so intrigued to be able to find out what our friend has to say today. Remember that this is a radio station, so we will be playing some MP3s that have been sent by you for you to be able to have that little bit of an extra exposure. If you are a singer, songwriter, you're launching your solo, this is the place for you to be. This is the place for you to send us your MP3, and we will be more than happy to be able to play your song here at the Lizzie T Show. The email to send us is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy. radio@lizt.ca, CA for Canada. So we will be playing your gospel, we will be playing your jazz, we will be playing your, really, it doesn't matter what you send us, we will be happy to help you out and to play the songs that you need us, that you want us to play, as long as it's PR rated. So if you have some songs that are not suitable for this radio show, unfortunately, we won't be able to play it here. I think we will be playing one song. We're waiting patiently. Our guest is calling us all the way from China. So it's there are probably some issues with the call. I'm hoping that not. So what I'll do is I will play right now one of our submissions. It is from the group 80 Empire, our friend Luca and Adrian in your MP3. I hope you enjoy, guys. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, broadcasting live today all the way from Toronto, Canada, to this wonderful, beautiful world. We have over 40 countries listening to us right now, if not right now, because this show is recorded. It will be listened later on. And we have a guest, as I mentioned earlier. His name is Richard. He's calling us all the way from, my goodness, Hong Kong. And make sure you comment on our social media right now, Facebook.com/LizzieT Radio. Also, it is on our Twitter channel at Lizzie T Show. Our website is LizzieT.com. And we are pretty much all over the social media. So if you are interested in hearing a little bit more about the show, or perhaps you have a question, Richard, make sure you call us in. The number to call in is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. Perhaps you need to, you would like to know a little bit more about how to do it to travel within America. Are they special ways? Does he know more? He does know more than I do. Anyways, so let's welcome him with a wonderful round of applause, everyone. Richard. Hello,
thanks.
Richard, and welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. I assume that it is right now evening or morning for you.
It's the morning here, so I know we tried to call a couple times, and I think the time zone.
Sometimes
I just forget the time zones.
I figure that you would. My goodness, this is must be an experience to be able to be there. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Richard. You have something that you will. I love for you to share with my audience. I mean, we have over 40,000 listeners worldwide, and we all want to know. What to do, how to do it, to be able to travel within North America, within in Canada. I mean, I assume mostly within the state. But what is your background?
Yeah. Well, my background is I've been teaching for many years in the U.S., in the States, and got the idea when I originally spoke with you about how kind of geared towards somebody that is either already a retired teacher or wants an active traveling lifestyle and being able to see different cities. So that's why, you and I contacted each other about not necessarily so much traveling overseas, but just in North America. And, you know, you could do it in Canada, I believe, just as easy as you could in the States. So that's where I set up the program for myself. Again, I don't have a fancy website or anything, but I am in the early stages of promoting it. And the basis of it is to be a guest, set up to be a guest teacher in any city that you want to, and live in the city, experience the culture, the excitement of a city, and get a paycheck and do something that you enjoy doing. And so the best way to do it is through guest teaching, also known as substitute teaching or visiting teaching, is common, but to do it on a long-term basis and be able to travel. So you could go to, Denver, you could go to Seattle, you go to Hawaii, you can go to Alaska, and from what I've seen, too, it's probably just as easy for a Canadian to travel across Canada and do the same thing. So, it's something that I'm planning right now and putting it into fashion in the next several months.
This is amazing. So basically, I assume this is your own life experience, something that you are probably doing right now, and you thought, hey, there is a lot of people, retiree people, or people that are close to retire, people that have part-time jobs. How about me telling them that there are possibilities for you to know places in the United States or perhaps places in Canada, being a guest teacher, being a supply teacher, and then being able to be at the place where you probably dream of, Texas, Miami. Wonderful. I wonder if anybody ever thought of something like that. So you're doing this. Why? What is the purpose? What is behind this?
My main purpose is originally when I was thinking of somebody that was – older and retired and had some flexibility in their time and had the ability to say, hey, maybe they're an empty nester or they don't have children around, but it's not really necessarily age's thing. It's more or less, are you willing to do it? Basically, if you're already a certified teacher, you can apply to another, say you're a certified teacher in Texas or Florida or California and you want to ski in Colorado for a couple months, you can apply, get the documentation in Colorado, and arrive there, start working within a reasonable amount of time, spend a few days a week working, and then spend long weekends skiing, and do that for a couple months in the winter, and then do the same thing. You want to see the wilds of Alaska, you could do the same thing. Make your applications. Everything's done online. The background checks are done, and then show up there. So you're basically paying for your traveling expenses, and you're not just spending money in hotels and restaurants because you have a way to earn it back. So somebody that's on a limited budget or somebody that's a retiree still wants to travel, still wants to contribute their skills, their knowledge, their expertise, and likes to stay busy and likes to do this, has an opportunity to do this. So,
fantastic. So this is something that you probably will be able to help our listeners. If somebody is listening right now and they're thinking, hey, this is for me. I love to be part of this and experience this. Now, what should they expect? What kind of preparations would they need? This is something that hopefully by within the next 2 months or so, you'll be able to have a website and I can share with my audience and they will be able to contact you. But would you be able to help our listeners with the preparation or links where they can get all that information that you're talking about?
Yes, I could. I'd be right now, I could be happy to provide an email because like I said, I'm trying to keep it really simple, not really, and I didn't think about it originally being something that I could share till I started contacting you, and you've got an audience, so I'm a little behind in that, but, you know, the basic email and keep in touch. But, yeah, somebody that has their documentation can go to a website, you know, even today, and I even looked in Canada, too. I looked at a couple of districts in the provincial districts that apparently, I think I looked at Vancouver and Calgary. Their districts allow somebody that's a Canadian citizen. I don't think they allow an American, but a Canadian citizen with credentials could apply online for a supply teacher. Makes about $25 Canadian an hour, which for somebody that's, you know, wanting to, you know, on a budget, it's always nice to do something and get paid for it. And again, share your experiences with somebody else while you're traveling. I know Canada's a beautiful place with many recreational opportunities for somebody that's got 2 or 3 months in retirement or in their, you know, that they want to be able to travel and work and receive a paycheck while they're doing it. So
I can see this really taking off, Richard. I think this is a very good opportunity for you to, dig a little bit more, because I know that a lot of people will be interested, and to be able to go in different parts of North America and be there for a couple of months or maybe a month and to experience the area, the scenery or the culture or whatever it is. I know in Canada we do a lot of exchange teaching, what is called, to Hong Kong and obviously Korea. And those are very, very popular here. But just to have something within our language, basically.
Yeah, I think it's just I think it's just a kind of a mindset of I've been teaching overseas also, but it's also just a mindset of, hey, you've got, you know, all a great North American continent, places you can go to, depending on, you know, like I said, American, go to spend a couple months teaching in Miami or Key West, Florida. As long as you can get the credentials, get in, you can just say, hey, maybe I'll teach a cut 2 or 3 days a week in Key West, Florida, and spend the other several days in the sun, in the sand, and you're helping with your own expenses, and you decide you want to go to Hawaii. Hawaii pays pretty well, actually about 20 U.S. dollars an hour. Again, you're not going to get rich from it, but the idea is that you're the mindset. You're doing something on a daily basis you've always done. You're not somebody that's just saying, well, I'm getting old, I'm retiring, I'm useless. No, you've got a skill that you can use in the government schools all across North America and get your credentials in there. My goal is to be in Hawaii, spend a couple months of the winter in Hawaii, and be able to supplement the income and, again, give back things that I've been skills and knowledge that I've accumulated over a lifetime and receive. You can make as much money as you need to, and that defrays your travel expenses going to Hawaii, going to Alaska, or going across the provinces. It's really a mindset. It's going all across the world. Yeah.
This is a fantastic idea, Richard. And for my listeners right now, I know that some of them are paying attention. They probably never thought of it. They are saving their pennies and their money to probably go to Miami as a tourist or just to spend some time there. But if you could do it, I mean, if you live in New York, just to give you an example, because it is cold, the winters are cold, just as cold as it is here in Toronto, Canada. And if you're able to spend 3 months in Miami, in Florida or LA, teaching and be able to experience the wonderful city and the weather, why not? Why not?
Like I said, it's really just a mindset, not so much as anything else. So, yeah.
And I think you are onto something here, Richard, because when you have the opportunity to have a website to give our audience, my audience, a little bit more information and just where to go, where to link to fill up all those, sometimes it could be complex forms and a little bit of a cumbersome, if you could help out and perhaps just, charge a fee for that, a very small moment, a fee, that would be phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So for people that are listening to us right now and they're wondering what kind of issues or problems could I expect if I decided to do something like that? I don't see huge amounts of issues, obviously, if you don't have your credentials.
No.
Obviously, there will be some, you might want to be able to update some of your credentials, but if you have everything up to date, what other issues would you foresee for somebody who would like to do something like that?
Well, I would say just the normal issues that obviously somebody's got to be, need to be properly certified in the state or province that you want to be in. And again, people can do that by looking where they want to go. They want to go spend a few months in Vancouver or another city. Want to go to Hawaii, then you can actually go directly to their website, see what you need for the credentials. It does take some planning. You could foresee that. They do background checks since you are working with the public schools, things that teachers normally expected, but I would say just any pitfalls would be, the traveling and saying, hey, am I going to do this? Am I going to spend a month in a city that maybe I've never been in, rent a place, decide I'm going to have some type of a working vacation? But once you get in, then it's really fun. Again, I've done it on a smaller scale. Many years ago in the U.S. where I traveled around and worked. So it's like somewhat like travel and work, but you get paid for it. And again, you would spend a month or two in Vancouver, and you can ski on the weekends. You can enjoy the restaurants, the nightlife. Somebody like me who likes to get up at 6 a.m. and is ready to contribute and do something who's never planning on retiring. Yeah, you know, I like to walk into a classroom and have something that's, you know, part of being a human being, my opinion, is have something to get up to every day and have a purpose, have a challenge. So it's I would say the biggest thing, again, is just the time spent on the paper, maybe the paperwork, transferring files and documentation, especially if you want to do it in two different places, then you'd have to, start back at square one. But again, somebody that's done it all their life is used to filling out forms, filling out websites. It's somewhat matter-of-factly, I think, it's just the time involved. And then you just, like I said, you're defraying your travel expenses because you're making maybe $200 a day, $250 a day in a job that if you just want to do it a couple of days a week and you've got money for the rest of your holiday to stay in the hotel, rental cars, whatever. You're not trying to get rich. You're just doing it as a unique way to spend your time, use your time and your talents in a creative way, in a fun way too.
And I think it's a phenomenal idea. I think I will applaud you for thinking of this because have something like that and keeping it to yourself is one thing, but you're sharing it with the world, and I think it definitely could take off. So for people that are listening to us right now all over the world, if they want to send you an email, they have more questions. Obviously, I'm not the expert. I have never traveled other than for business to teach in another, but where can they reach you?
Okay, I've got a real easy email. It's Friff@mail.com. So Friff is F like Frank, R-I-F-F, F-R-I-F-F, @mail.com. So, and perhaps I can even send you that link again, too, if you want to repeat it later on, if it's
fantastic. Yes, I
not
will
clear
leave
enough or something, yeah.
I will leave the link and that email. It's fribs@mail.com, everyone. If you would like to reach to Richard with any of your concerns. Sometimes people listen and they just come across to the Lizzie T Show and they're thinking, hey, I heard of this. I want more information. I am just about retired. I wanted to go to LA. It was my long life dream. I was never being able to do while working now that I'm retired and I'm an English teacher or whatever, math teacher. I can do this. This is fun. And good for you for thinking of this and good for you for sharing. I know
thank you.
A wonderful day ahead of you. You're in Hong Kong right now, and I assume your day is just starting.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. We're actually still have another couple weeks of school, so we don't get out till mid-July here, opposed to maybe a little earlier in the North America. So,
right. Our kids are in Canada. Tomorrow is the last day of school, and my kids are really, really excited to be able to enjoy the summer. And for all of the kids are there here in Canada and in Ontario, Canada, anyways. So we're so happy to be able to spend some time with the kids and enjoy this beautiful summer. What is the weather in Hong Kong right now?
Very, very hot. It rains for 5 minutes and then it gets steaming hot. And then it goes a few days of more heat, and then we'll get another 5 minutes of rain. So it's kind of hectic weather-wise. So, but it's it's a good place to be, and perhaps maybe I can share some stories on working overseas another time too. So
fantastic, and I think that's one of the things that your website should have. is stories about your experience in different parts of the world, because definitely people will be interested in being part of whatever is it that you're creating, which is, sounds very, very exciting to me. And again, the email, everyone, is chrismayo.com if you have any questions or any concerns. My email, I can definitely have pass any information to Richard, is radio@lizt.ca, radio@lizt.ca. Richard, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Liz T radio show here in Toronto, Canada. And I wish you a fantastic, beautiful day. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your Wednesday.
Good. Thank you. Thanks for the time talking with you. Enjoyed
it. My pleasure. My pleasure. And I will leave you guys with
tell many faces of tale, tell, tell, tell so many human tale.
Holy Grail. I go searching, looking for a sign of your immortal shadow. I wish I'd see a sign, any sign would do. I just wanna know you're in a safer place now. Back to your old, healthy, happy self. And that you feel better somehow. I wish I could hear your voice
and see. the shouting, I believe I'm gonna be the woman in me, no matter what anybody says. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. All the outside we can change, all the inside we're all the same. Jesus loves me. In his eyes, I'm a child, his work of art. Yes, I'm the apple of his eye. Every part of me is unique. My hair, my hands, my eyes, my feet. He created me perfectly. I am through all the lies he understands, even through the shouting, I believe I'm gonna be the woman in me, no matter what anybody says. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me. All the outside we can change, all
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit NatureNova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Have you been looking for ways to make extra money on the internet but failed? Stop spending your days and weeks trying to find income opportunities online. You will find what you were looking for in the new book, Entrepreneur in a Box, a guide to the best ways to make money on the internet. From author Chris Mason, millions of people like you are having trouble just making ends meet. There are ways to earn extra income online. You just need to know where they are. That's where Entrepreneur in a Box comes in. Inside, you will find the best ways to make money on the internet. Ways you would never find or even think of on your own. Like where to sell your old iPhone for cash. Sell those gift cards you got for Christmas or a birthday. Teachers, you can even sell your teaching materials. Learn how to put skills you have to work online or turn your clutter into cash. Entrepreneur in a Box is available on Smashwords, iTunes, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and other online booksellers. Order your copy of Entrepreneur in a Box and start making money on the internet.
And I'm back. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are starting to come to the end of the show. We have played quite a bit of MP3. We played Shania Miranda, which we'll have soon coming up on the Lizzie T Radio Show, all the way from beautiful United States. And I will leave you guys with some more songs, and we will be back tomorrow with another fantastic show, an amazing guest. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show, AD Empire, when I'm with you.
I don't wanna go nowhere today. I just wanna lay inside forever. With you by my side, always gets me high. Don't know if you know, you make me better.
the door, we are the cemented inside. There's a whole world out there that I've never tried. And every time I think I'm ready to begin, I freeze with fear, so I turn around and head inside again. I've been through much without much luck in all my years, so many fears. I'm so damn tired, tired of being scared. I showed my soul to the world, but they never cared. Well, that's about to change. My bad luck's done, get ready well, 'cause here I come. From memories floating next to me, awkward palpitations and agony. How many more moments, how much more squander time? I let the daylight shine without me. I was drowning all my life. I've been through much without much love in all my years, so many things. I'm so damn tired of being scared. I showed my soul to the world, but they never cared. Well, that's about to change. My bad luck's done, get ready well, 'cause here I come.
Canadian Show, North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do.